In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Hello and condolences to you on Ashura, the 10th day of the month of Muharram, the day that witnessed the most heart-rending tragedy when Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, preferred martyrdom rather than submit to the forces of injustice and immorality. In this edition of Horizon Magazine, coming to you live from Tehran on the day of Ashura, we will present you a brief account of this tragic event. Meanwhile, we would appreciate if you could share your views on this important day in the history of mankind. So please call us at the numbers you see on your screen during the show. You may also email us at horizon@sahartv.ir. Well, let's get started, but first let's have the program blessed with the day's supplication.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. O the best gatherer, O the one who does at will, whatever you have done has been done by your absolute will. And real authority and will is only your authority and will. And all the authorities are the gifts of your authority. O the one who does whatever you want, O Allah, O the one who has created this universe with measure, and the real measure is only your measure. All measures and planning are grace of your plan.
Amen. The day of Ashura took place in the southern part of Iraq at a place known as Karbala in 61 AH. A large army of 30,000 that had been mobilized by the Umayyad regime besieged Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the grandson of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and 71 of his loyal companions and forced them to pay allegiance to the corrupt Caliph Yazid and to submit to his authority. The small group resisted and a severe battle took place in which Imam Hussein alayhi salam and all his companions were martyred and his female family members were taken as war prisoners. It appeared at that time like hundreds of similar events that this battle would be recorded in history and forgotten in time. However, the events that occurred on the 10th of Muharram in Karbala were to become a beacon and an inspiration for future generations and a reflection of good versus evil. Now it's time to take a short break. Please stay with us. Welcome back to our program. Now, on the line, we are joined by Mr. Ali Paksaresh. Mr. Paksaresh, hello and welcome to our program.
Hello to you and hello to everybody.
Mr. Paksaresh, I would like to know why Imam Hussein alayhi salam was determined to give his allegiance to Yazid while he knew well that he would be martyred.
In the name of God, the Beneficent, the Merciful, you know, if Imam Hussein alayhi salam had done it, today we wouldn't spoken, have spoken about him as it is done today. We wouldn't have respected him all over the world as he is respected. You know, the secret of his duality, the secret of the continuation of his revolution is in this point that, you know, despite he knew that the number of his forces was very few, and despite he knew very well that he would be martyred, you know, he continued his way and he was martyred. As you know, Yazid was the symbol of bad, and Imam Hussein was and is the symbol of right. The power of his right, of his being right, you know, encouraged him to continue his way because he was quite sure that what he was doing was the right, and this, you know, as I said, encouraged him to continue his way, and he didn't fear, you know, didn't fear the large number of Yazid troops, and he continued, and he was martyred. And the second point to mention is that this great volunteer of Imam Hussein today has become the secret of durability and the continuation of his revolution all over the world. And that's why we see not only the Shia people, not only the Muslim people, but also the non-Islamic, people, the non-Muslim people all over the world today take him as a model, and he's respected in all countries, in all communities, and the revolution of Imam Hussein does not know any geographical, borders. And on the other hand, what he was doing was, in fact, the continuation of the way of the great prophet of Islam. That's why it was impossible for him, to be frightened by Yazid forces. And the second important point is that he knew this world does not worth living with him, with being humiliated by people such as Yazid. That's why, as I said, he continued, he was martyred, and he knew the real light is in the other world. And another point that was, being noted is that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he didn't do all this for his personal power. Today we have politicians in the world that when they are, their position is endangered, maybe they change their position and try, they are somehow frightened. No, because Imam Hussein did all this for humanity, That's why, despite he knew well that he would be martyred, despite he knew very well that his forces were in number, were few, he continued, and finally, he received, he achieved the real triumph, and that's why today, we see he is more and more respected.
Thank you very much, Mr. Park Seresh. Mr. Park Seresh, why Imam Hussein alayhi salam is regarded as the leader of martyrs?
So far there have been many revolutions and many people have been martyred in the history. Maybe millions of people have been martyred for their aims. But the case of Imam Hussein is quite particular. The way he did his revolution, the way he led his troops, the way he acted is quite special. That's why, he's considered not only by the Muslim but also by the non-Muslim, he is considered as the leader of the martyrs. His revolution and his leadership was in a way that he did real changes in the hearts and in the minds of the people of those days. And because he did all this in a right path, that's why today we see that this way is day after day developed. And secondly, the way he was martyred, was in a manner that affected the people of those days, and even today when we study profoundly, deeply, the events of Karbala, we are really affected, and that's why without even knowing why, we are affected by his way of leading, his way of acting, and we see very well that, his manner was quite compatible with the soul of humanity, and this made him to be the leader of the martyrs, and his revolution to be the only and the most durable revolution. Today, for example, we have had in 1979 Islamic Revolution of Iran.
Mr. Park Seresh, are you kind enough to sum up your words?
Sorry?
Are you kind enough to sum up? because, you know, time is too short.
Okay, so all what I want to say is that, you know, Imam Hussein did a real revolution that is that belongs to humanity. That's why today he is considered as the leader of martyrs.
Thank you so much, Mr. Paksaraj, for your invaluable remarks.
You're welcome.
Bye. Now it's time to take a short break. Please stay with us.
چه غریبانه رفتند از این خانه، هم سوخت شمع ما هم سوخت پروانه، هم سوخت پروانه.
یاران چه غریبانه رفتند سبوم، خون از دل هام، فریاد و فغان داره دردی کشم میخانه. هر سو نظر اندازی صد خاطر میسازی، زنها که سفر دل شاد از این خانه.
Welcome back to our program. Before the Battle of Karbala, the world knew only the rule that the might is the right. However, the Day of Ashura introduced even more powerful rule to this world. The right is the might. Now, the blood of the innocent could win over the sword of a tyrant. The event of Karbala marks the greatest sacrifice for the sake of God in the human history. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his family and friends sacrificed everything that they had in their struggle against tyranny for upholding the human values of justice and liberty of thought, word and deed. This struggle was aimed at the ultimate goal of awakening human beings of all times to uplift the human spirit beyond short-sighted materialistic pursuits and establish a just order in society. The flag bearer and the commander of Imam Hussein's army in the Day of Ashura was Hazrat Abul Fazl al-Abbas, son of Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam and brother of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. In the Karbala event, he was in charge of the water supply for the children. He would also guard the tents of Prophet Muhammad's progeny. On Ashura, Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam asked Imam Hussein for permission to fight in the battle. Imam Hussein alayhi salam cried and said, "O brother, you are the flag bearer of my army. Disorder will come upon my army if you leave." Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam said, "O great brother, my heart has come to pains in longing for my martyred brothers and friends. I'm upset with this life and I'm wishing to return to Allah." Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam was the manifestation of loyalty and compassion to the extent that when he reached the river bank, despite his thirst, he remembered the thirst of Imam Hussein and that of Prophet Muhammad's progeny and did not drink water before his martyrdom. His hands were cut off his body and his eyes blinded during the Battle of Karbala when he went to bring water for the kids accompanying them. Now it's time to take a short break. Please stay with us. Welcome back to our program. Now, on the line, we are joined by Mr. Hani Alvardi. Mr. Alvardi, hello and welcome to our program.
Salaam alaikum and thank you.
Mr. Alvardi, are you kind enough to provide us with some information regarding the purpose of Imam Hussein's alayhi salam uprising?
Well, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First, I would like to extend my condolences on this immense calamity and unbelievable and significant tragedy and unbelievably sorrowful event of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Well, the real message and the main message that Imam Hussein seemed to convey to people and to humanity as a whole is that stand as a free man and free woman. Stand up against any type of oppression. Stand up for your rights. Stand up no matter how, you know, how little or how small is your group, or even if you're alone. Stand up and stand against oppression. We are born as free, and that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, and that's what Imam Hussein alayhi salam taught us practically, that he stood up against oppression, and he very clearly said, look, you know, whoever wants to live a free life, whoever wants to live a worthwhile life, then there is no life but living free. And free, I don't mean living, you know, irresponsibly, but that living free of any types of oppression and sort of aggression. You know, sort of, in today's terms, really, stand up against any type of dictatorship. Stand up against any type of double standards and, you know, and in simple terms, you know, oppression that has happened all over the world.
Thank you very much. Mr. Alvardi, taking into account that right now you are residing in London, are you kind enough to describe the atmosphere of London on the day of Ashura? How Ashura is marked in London?
Alhamdulillah. It is very important to notice for the whole world to remember, and not only for Shia, but for Muslims, and unfortunately a lot of Muslims may not even know what has happened on these days, but for the whole world to know that 1,373 years after the martyrdom of one man called Hussein, son of Ali, one man, 1,373 years ago, is still remembered by millions all over the world. People are exactly like waves of oceans in all over the cities. And very surprisingly, if people come to London tonight, or even the past nine nights, as if London is been turned into another Karbala. Muslims here, and specifically Shia Muslims, are in tens of thousands attending events, alhamdulillah, all day long, all night long. People who are available during day and daytime, they can attend sort of, alhamdulillah, the centers. But most generally, there are events and lectures and representations of what happened in Karbala, and sort of theatrical representation, and all sorts of commemoration of Imam Hussein, including this year, a lot of our young and active Shia Muslims have hired some adverts on buses and in the London Underground trains. And those adverts are conveying the message of Imam Hussein, conveying the message of unity, conveying the message of that we are all together, all religions, at the end of the day, call to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to one God, and all religions, all true religions, at the end of the day, motivate and drive people to stand up against oppression. And that, alhamdulillah, has been rolled out on, I think, more than 40 buses and, something like 25 underground train stations all over London.
Mr. Awadhi, thank you so much for your description, and it was a brilliant talk. Thank you so much. Hope to see you again in this program.
I again reiterate,
thank you very much. Bye.
On this very important day.
Okay, thank you. Now it's time to shift our attention to our today's report. Please take a look.
Hussein is truly the guiding lamp and rescue ship. I was obsessed with this sentence for several years, and I really like to draw it with simple forms. The painting you see in here is entitled The Loneliest Voice. It pertains to Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, who says, "Is there anybody who can come to my aid?" The lines you see in here are the sound waves. Green in this painting represents belief, faith, and in fact sanctity. The sound waves are also depicted in this painting. For instance, this sound is depicted in red. This is only one voice and symbolizes martyrdom. Red is the color of blood, movement, and love. You can see a point in this painting. This point is the peak of martyrdom. If you move and continue with this circle, or if you turn over the painting, you can reach this point. In general, in all my intellectual works, whichever angle you hang them on the wall, they can be seen. You can see a white part which looks like a boat. Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, is like a rescue ship. He is the cleanest voice amongst all humane voices, not just any voice. In most of my paintings, there is a point. In this painting, it is red, which means the peak of martyrdom. If you follow this voice, you can see there is no end to it, and purposefully, it has moved out of the frame to show the voice is not limited, but has moved in time. If you join the corners in this painting, you can draw a triangle, which is located exactly in the center of the painting. The sound waves in this work of art interfere with clean, humane voices, but nothing happens and each voice can lead into the completion of other voices or take them into the peak. The only exception is this voice, which says, "Is there anybody who can come to my aid?" When we study history, we see this is the only voice which remains lonely. This voice asks for help, but no one rushed to help. There are other voices during the course of history which sought help and received it, but this voice is the loneliest voice.
Welcome back. Now joining me online is Mr. Bahrami. Mr. Bahrami, hello and welcome to our program.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you very much. First of all, I should express my condolences
to
all brothers and sisters in Islam on the martyrdom of Sayyid Shuhada and his loyal companions and Ahlul Bayt. I'm at your service.
Same to you. Mr. Bahrami, in continuation of your previous statements, are you kind enough to give us some more information on Ashura website?
Okay, as I told you last week, we have some remarkable segments in the website of Ashura. I will tell you, we have good articles on Ashura on its own segment also. There are good information in and a special part for introducing the personalities who participated in the Battle of Karbala in both sides, the companions of Imam Hussein and the enemies of this infallible Imam. And we have another part we present to our dear visitors about Ashura studies that we have. Some beneficial articles in this part, and also there are two other segments. That first we have a part for introducing books related to Ashura, and we update this part weekly. And another part that is very important is the poems of Ashura that are composed originally in English. And also, I can tell you, we prepared almost more than 5,000 posts in our website in five different languages. I'm at your service if you have some more questions.
Okay, Mr. Bahrami, what kind of programs do you have for the first 10 days of Muharram?
Okay, good question. In this decade of Muharram, we opened a new part called Q&A. In this new segment, my colleagues added almost 50 important questions that are about the doubts related to Ashura, and they prepared the abstract answer and also the full answer for these questions. And we present this new part in the decade of Muharram.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bahrami, for appearing on this show.
You're welcome, and I again appreciate your program to inviting me again.
Me too.
Thank you.
It was my pleasure. Okay, thank you. Now it's time to take a short break. Please stay with us.
On that sad and grievous day of Ashura, we are proud to be called the Shia. On that sad and grievous day of Ashura, we are proud to be called the Shia. When our eyes and our hearts will shed those tears for Hussein, the master of the martyrs. On that sad and grievous day of Ashura, we are proud to be called the Shia. On that sad and grievous day of Ashura, we are proud to be called the Shia. Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein, you went to speak to enemies, told them of their evil ways and treachery. But the seals on their hearts had become so tight that the grandson of the Prophet they would fight. Ya Hussein, you saw your friends and family go through suffering and pain and misery. Such torment and trial only you could endure, for your faith and trust in Allah was so pure. On that sad and grievous day of Ashura, we are proud to be called the Shia. Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein, you took your son Ali Asghar to the enemy to get him some water, but they had no decency or sympathy. Allah, they had no trace of humanity. Ya Hussein, today we feel for Sakina, how she longed to be back home in Medina. And she is watching you with eyes full of tears, knowing that you're on your way to Shahada. On that sad and grievous day of Ashura, we are proud to be called the Shia. Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein, your brother Abbas went to fight, standard bearer of Islam, he had such might. Though he fell, the flag of Islam strong it stands, and we will see it next in the Mahdi's hand. Ya Hussein, your brother Abbas went to fight, standard bearer of Islam, he had such might. Though he fell, the flag of Islam strong it stands.
Welcome back. We will see. For the last 1400 years, Ashura represents the battle between the good and the evil, the virtuous and the wicked. This day does signify martyrdom in the face of injustice. Imam Hussein alayhi salam sacrificed his life along with 72 believing men, all for the sake of truth over falsehood. Imam Hussein alayhi salam stood up against the tyrant of the time to safeguard and protect Islam and guide fellow Muslims. The tragedy of Karbala represents a conscious confrontation and a courageous resistance for a sacred cause. The whole nation had failed to stand up to Yazid. They had succumbed to his will and deviation and regression towards the pre-Islamic ways that were increasing. Passiveness by Imam Hussein alayhi salam in this situation would have meant the end of Islam, as we know it. Imam Hussein alayhi salam took it upon himself the responsibility of the whole nation. The tragedy of Karbala has taught Muslims a valuable lesson. The numerical superiority does not count when it comes to the right fighting the wrong. In the plains of Karbala, Imam Hussein's followers gave up everything humanly possible in the way of God to show how the right is the might, how the blood of the innocent could win over the sword of the tyrant, and how to achieve victory despite being oppressed. It is for this reason that the sacrifice of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is commemorated annually throughout the Muslim world. The tragic event shook the very foundations of the Muslim nation, stirred their consciousness, and became a beacon of light and guidance. Ashura serves as a reminder of the sacrifice of the family of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. It also makes Muslims aware of the people then and now who try to destroy Islam and the family of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and all that they stood for, as well as those who watched, listened, and did nothing. Well, that's all the time we have for now. Thank you so much, everyone, for staying with us. By the grace of God, we'll be here next time at the same time. Till then, goodbye and have a great time.